And so therefore, when you got to keep that in perspective, that the people that are attacking you, even though they might seem like they get away with it and the wicked might seem to be prospering, that's only temporary. And eventually they will fall in the exact pit that they dug for you. And I can't even count how many times I've seen this happen in my life, but let alone all the times that it's mentioned in the Bible. The book of Esther is the perfect example of this. When you see Mordecai is being persecuted by Haman and all the plans that Haman has to destroy Mordecai, that's all the same stuff that comes around and gets him. He creates a gallows so that Mordecai can hang from it. He hangs from that gallows. His 10 sons hang from that gallows. The pit that he digged, he fell into it. And then all the glory and aggrandizement that he sought for himself, Mordecai receives all that. And everything backfires. Everything happens exactly the opposite of how he wanted it to. Why? Because God was at work there, making sure that everybody gets what's coming to them. And that's the way life works. We might not always see it. It might not always happen on the timeline that we would like to see. We don't always know what's going on behind the scenes, but just take it to the bank that wicked people who persecute godly people will be punished. They will get what's coming to them. And that's why there's no reason for us to take revenge ourselves. And this is why we don't have to be angry and bitter and hateful, because vengeance belongs unto the Lord. He will repay. You know, if I didn't think God would repay, I'd be tempted to repay some people myself. Right. But when you know that God's going to repay, it allows you to just, you know, put down the weapon and say, you know what? God's going to take care of it. I'm just going to go on with my life and let God be the judge. And he will judge. And so the pit that they dig, they themselves will fall into it.